Have you ever looked at a computer just grinding away, crunching massive, massive data sets, and wished it could actually, intuit or feel a problem, like rather than just blindly doing the math?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that is the holy grail of computing, right? To get a machine to actually understand what it's looking at.
Exactly. And today we are doing a deep dive into some truly wild source material. It's this fascinating document that outlines a theoretical framework known as MALI. And the whole premise is giving artificial intelligence a virtual nervous system.
Yeah, it is a complete paradigm shift. It's moving AI from symbolic reading to actual physical feeling.
Okay, so let's unpack this. Because before an AI can solve these impossible problems, we have to understand how MALI changes that fundamental way a machine processes information. Where does the text say this all begins?
Right, well, it starts with a 100-component Gaussian mixture model, a GMM.
Okay, a GML. So heavy math right out of the gate.
Yeah, but stick with me. Standard AI treats a GMM as just static data, right? Just numbers to crunch. But MALI treats it as a theory space.
A theory space.
Yeah, it uses something called the MALI Sense Protocol, or MSP. It creates analogies between human touch and mathematical variables. So, for instance, the mean, or mu, represents touch points. That's where the theory literally touches reality.
Oh, wow. Okay, so it's mapping math to physical sensation.
Exactly. And then it takes the standard deviation, the S variable, and maps that to sensitivity, basically the sensory resolution of the AI's touch.
Right. But the text really hones in on the N variable, right? The probability weights or counts. They call it variable exposure time.
Yes, that is a huge piece of this, the variable section length.
I mean, to make this relatable, I kind of picture it like running your fingers over a piece of carved wood in the dark,
Oh, that's a good way to look at it.
Right, like if you use short, quick strokes,
Right.
which would be a low-end value, you're just feeling for a rough patch. You're trying to find a quick spike or an anomaly. But if you want to feel a smooth valley, you have to use prolonged, lingering strokes.
Yeah, exactly. High-end values for those deep underlying patterns.
Right.
Well, what's fascinating here is how the math actually makes that happen. It models the data as an ODE system, an ordinary differential equation of coupled oscillators.
Couple oscillators. Wait, break that down for me.
Okay, imagine a pendulum swinging, right? But it's connected by springs to 99 other pendulums.
Oh, so if you pull one, the others all react.
Exactly. The AI isn't just computing the theory, it's experiencing the trajectory and the shape of that entire moving system. It builds this embodied sensorimotor intuition.
Tensor motor intuition. I love that phrasing.
Yeah, and that intuition allows it to quickly collapse uncertainty without, checking every single possible math combination.
Because it just feels the answer. That is wild.
Yeah.
But what happens when it gets stuck? Like, what if the data is just flat and it can't feel anything new?
Ah, yeah, stagnation. That's the trap for any AI.
Right. To move from just understanding a theory to discovering a completely new one, the document says MALI actually has to break its own rules.
Yes. They introduce the MSBP, the MALI Sense Breakthrough Protocol.
And the loop for this is pretty specific, right? It goes, feel, detect stagnation, inject paradox, refeel, and then collapse.
Yeah. So when the objective function gradient flatlines, meaning it's touching the data but finding no new textures, it detects stagnation, it's stuck in a local optimum.
But here's where it gets really interesting. They inject a paradox. Wait, isn't injecting a paradox just intentionally confusing the AI? Like, how does breaking its logic actually help it solve a problem?
That is the big question, right? It seems
Brad.
completely counterintuitive, but this intentional contradiction actually prevents the AI from settling for that local optimum.
Because it forces it out of its comfort zone.
Precisely. It jolts the system into what the authors call the mixture question space. It's suddenly navigating this massive 100-question TST, a traveling salesperson problem.
Oh, trying to find the most efficient route through the questions.
Exactly. To reduce entropy efficiently, the system favors questions with a high collapse potential and a low energy cost.
There's a great example of this in the text, too. The standard assumption with these models is that more components mean a better fit, right?
Right, more is better.
But the paradox they inject asks, what if fewer, wider components outperform many narrow ones?
And that single injected contradiction forces the AI to rethink everything. It triggers a mathematical breakthrough leading to sparse mixture models.
It's just mind-blowing.
Yeah.
And they even talk about a scientific discovery application, CyDisc.
Oh, the CyDisc example is incredible.
Yeah, inject the paradox. Can anomalies reveal new laws?
Yeah.
And instead of ignoring the weird outliers like standard AI would, MALI focuses entirely on them.
And according to the text, that led to a simulated breakthrough in dark matter theory, just by forcing the system to embrace what doesn't make sense.
It's honestly a little spooky. But okay, this isn't just abstract math, which brings us to the next section. They actually apply this breakthrough mechanism to physical hardware.
Yes, specifically RISC-V.
Right, RISC-V architecture.
Yeah, MSBP RISC-V. RISC-V is an open architecture, so it acts as this perfect new theory space for Molly.
So instead of feeling math equations, the AI is literally feeling hardware telemetry. Like the I variable, the sensory data, becomes power traces and cycle counts.
Exactly. Cache hits, all of that physical data.
So the injected paradox here is minimal hardware plus smart software.
Right. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, it transforms RISC-V AI cores from just, you know, configurable hardware into systems that discover their own optimal usage patterns.
Wait, so it's almost like a brain physically rewiring the shape of the skull it sits in based on what it's thinking about.
That is a perfect analogy, yes. Mm. It moves completely away from static dynamic voltage scaling, the standard DVFS stuff, to genuine real-time joint hardware-software co-design.
It optimizes its own precision per layer. That's just brilliant. Mm. But if it can feel the physical shape of a microchip, we have to talk about what everyday software code actually feels like to this system.
Oh, yeah. MSBD and MSSD, bug detection and security.
Right. Molly sense bug detection. The way the authors describe the texture of bugs is fascinating, like an infinite loop. We all know what that is in code, but to Molly, it feels like a periodic repeat with a constant density.
Yeah, like a rhythmic, inescapable thumping against its virtual hands.
A thumping, exactly. And then a Stack Overflow feels completely different. It registers as a diverging trajectory with exponential growth.
Just this massive building pressure that eventually snaps.
Yeah, and dead code that's just sitting there never being used feels like gaps in the histogram, like reaching out and feeling nothing.
A void in the architecture, yeah.
So what does this all mean for security? Because standard antivirus software usually looks for a known virus signature, right? Like a bouncer checking an ID list at a club door.
That's exactly how legacy AV works, yeah.
So is Molly basically feeling a lump or a weird draft in the code's architecture, even if it's never seen that specific threat before?
Yes, exactly. It completely moves security from signature matching to sensor motor exploration. And this raises an important question. How do you train it to find something it doesn't know exists?
With another paradox.
You got it. The security paradox injection is all inputs are malicious.
Wow. Talk about paranoid.
Right. But by assuming everything is an attack, it forces the AI to discover entirely novel exploit paths. It feels the data flow through trust boundaries.
Like with a SQL injection. The tech says that feels like a high-end, high exposure. The user input goes straight to a query without parameters.
Yeah, a wide open door. And an IDOR vulnerability, an insecure direct object reference that feels like a critical low-end anomaly.
Because it's missing an authentication check. It's expecting the friction of a locked door and just slips right through.
It's mapping zero-day exploits before a human adversary even conceptualizes them, just by feeling the tension in the software.
That is wild. Okay, so just to recap the journey of this deep dive today, we started with a simple mathematical theory generator.
The standard GMM, right?
Right. And then we looked at an AI that literally develops a nervous system to feel its way through that data. It uses paradoxes to innovate when it gets stuck.
And then it uses that same intuition to optimize its own RISC-V hardware on the fly.
Yeah, molding the silicon. And finally, sensing the physical texture of a software bug or a zero-day hack, it really reinforces why this source material matters so much.
It changes everything.
It does. The future of computing isn't just about machines crunching data faster. It's about machines developing an embodied intuition, becoming actual explorers and innovators.
I completely agree. But, you know, there is one final really provocative thought that the text kind of hints at that I think people need to ponder on their own.
Oh, lay it on us.
Well, if this framework allows an AI to develop a nervous system to literally feel the texture of code and feel the shape of physics, what happens when we eventually point Molly Sense at the messy, totally contradictory theory space of human behavior and language?
Oh, wow.
Right? Will the AI begin to physically feel the shape of a human emotion?
The shape of an emotion. That's heavy. What does grief feel like to a computer?
Exactly.
Well, that is definitely something for you to chew on the next time you boot up your devices. That's all for today's deep dive.